You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We've got some questions from the internet that were voted to the top, so I'll answer these questions, and then we'll take just questions from the audience. So one of the questions is, how does Tesla intend to utilize cash in the coming years? Will we increase CapEx, well, I guess you can read the question, share buybacks, dividends, or acquisitions? Well, it's interesting, like, Tesla has actually done very few acquisitions. Apart from the SolarCity acquisition, it was the only really big acquisition we did, and then the next largest would be Tesla Grohmann. Tesla's actually used a remarkably small amount of its equity to do acquisitions compared to other companies. The vast majority of our growth, basically 90% of our growth, has been organic, which I think is actually a really good thing. If we do see interesting companies, we will acquire them. But it's quite rare for us to acquire a company. But we are interested in companies that are very good at manufacturing automation, software, AI. Manufacturing technology in general, that kind of thing. We certainly will increase CapEx. We're actually spending we're spending CapEx money and R&D money as fast as we can do so without wasting it. So this is not a constraint. If we try to spend it any faster, we'd just be wasting money. So we're cranking hard on CapEx and R&D. Depending on what our future cash flow looks like, I think a sort of share buyback is possible. I wouldn't want to commit to that, but let's just make sure that there's not some force majeure event somewhere. I think we want to make sure we have plenty of capital, that future cash flow is looking very solid, and the world is relatively stable. And then I think share buyback is on the table. Yeah. So how many factories are necessary to achieve 20 million vehicles? I think probably roughly a dozen. So we're aiming for 1.5 to 2 million units per factory. Now, our factory in California, we're just running out of room, so it's hard to get more than maybe 700 or 800,000 vehicles a year out of there. Most places will be aiming for 1.5 to 2. So.
A dozen sites or buildings?
A dozen sites. Although we are aiming for giant monolithic buildings. Cybertruck pricing, it was unveiled in 2019, and the reservation was $99. So, a lot has changed since then. So The specs and the pricing will be different. I hate to sort of give a little bit of bad news, but I think there's no way to sort of haven't anticipated quite the inflation that we've seen and the various issues. But what I can say is that the Cybertruck will be one hell of a product, and it's going to be like a damn fine machine. So, yeah. And we're all tracking to be in production middle of next year from this factory. So that we're going to be installing the production equipment, tooling, and all. Starting in the next couple of months, we'll begin the installation. So aiming to be in volume production middle of next year. So. Now, what could possibly go wrong in answering this question? Oh man. All right. So, I should just pass. Let me just say that. I hope for peace and respect. Fair enough. Yeah, good advice. We're deploying superchargers wherever we see the greatest need. Now, sometimes the greatest need is in some place that is extremely difficult to get permits. Getting a permit in Malibu was nuts. Like, it was next level. That took years. So some places are hard to get permits, and some places are easier. But we are aiming to just generally, we analyze the supercharger usage every day, and we prioritize our supercharger locations according to where we see the greatest need. Where? Well, maybe we should do an online poll for where should we put superchargers? Yeah. That's good. Okay, we'll do that. With respect to amenities with superchargers, I think we'll do a couple of just fun things. Like, we're going to do a really fun supercharger location in LA, and the general vision is to have something that's like a futuristic, kind of like diner, sort of like, I don't know, Blade Runner meets Grease meets Jetsons, yeah. Something cool, different, but with some style, where you can, get, some great food. And the one in LA, we're planning to have like these big screens at the supercharger location, and the screens will be aiming to show like the 100 greatest movie clips of all time, and so you can have a cheeseburger and a charge your car and watch some cool stuff on the screen. It'll be open to others who are not, you can come to the restaurant even if you don't own a Tesla. But it'll be like a little gem, I think, there in LA. And then depending on how that goes, we might roll that out to a few other places. But we'll try to do interesting, fun things that are not necessarily economically sensible, but they're cool. So, 4680. This is not an easy one to answer. We are making a decent number every week, and I think we'll be in high volume production by the end of this year. It's always difficult to predict. This is because a lot of new technology. What's the slope of the S-curve on ramp? And except that I'm confident we will get to the high production rate, but it's probably end of this year before we get confidently to a high production rate. But this does not affect our vehicle output. We actually have enough battery cell supply from suppliers to make 1.5 million cars this year. So it's not a constraint on output, it will be important for next year. And new mass plan is not yet ready. I don't know, maybe aim to get it done this month. But like I said, it's going to be just looking at the big picture. What does it take to make Earth fully self-sustaining from an energy standpoint? And just map it out and say this is what needs to be done. Tesla will try to be as useful as possible in this regard, and hopefully lots of other companies can join in and help accelerate the sustainable energy revolution. So.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
With peak inflation behind us. So the inflation question is interesting because we do get a fair bit of insight into where prices of things are going over time. Because when you're making millions of cars, you have to purchase commodities many months in advance of when they're needed. So you need to tell, because it's a very long supply chain with a tremendous amount of inertia, so we sort of have some insight into where prices are headed over time. And the interesting thing that we're seeing now is that most of our commodities, most of the things that go into a Tesla, not all, but I don't know, more than half, the prices are trending down in six months from now. Now, this could change, obviously, but the trend is down, which suggests that we are past peak inflation. Now, making macroeconomic prognostications is a recipe for disaster, but my guess is that we're past peak inflation, and that we will have a recession. I think it will be a relatively mild recession, sort of, but I'm just guessing here. This is total speculation. But I would guess it's a mild recession for, 18 months or something like that. would be my best guess right now. We don't have fundamental capital misallocations in the U.S. as we have had in the past, like in leading up to 2008, where we were building primary housing units at twice the rate of household formation, which obviously doesn't make sense. And there were a lot of companies that were over-levered. The leverage or debt that companies have right now is relatively low. I would say probably, mild, moderate recession, maybe 18 months-ish. I think inflation is going to drop rapidly. That's my guess. I don't know. What do you guys think? Sound about right? Okay, great. All right, cool.
Yeah, the Tesla robot essentially changing the economy. Like, how can we base an economy on automation, AI? With the full self-driving that's being implemented, you're going to have a full fleet of vehicles that can drive themselves. You'll have these robots that can go and get into your vehicle and place things. Will you be moving to a rental model, or how will you base a Tesla model on selling cars whenever these cars are fully automated, can drive wherever they would like, and hopefully would be applicable to having multiple people use the vehicle instead of just one person?
Yeah, so it's interesting to think about an autonomous car because, when you drive around, look at how many cars are parked. Like, they're just parking lots full of cars everywhere because cars need a driver, and so most of the time they're doing nothing. Typically a passenger car is going to be like 12 hours a week or something like that of usage. Now, if it's autonomous, maybe it can get to 50 or 60 hours of usage. Then that's sort of, four or five-fold improvement in the utility of a car. But the interesting thing is that the car still costs the same. So in that scenario, at least for some period of time, the effective gross margin on an autonomous car is kind of boggles the mind. In terms of how the cars will be operated, I think it would be, you'd have the option of owning a car, using a car just occasionally when you need it, like an auto Uber or something like that. An owner of a car could decide that they want to use their car or they want to add or subtract it to the fleet. So I think it would end up being some kind of combination of like Airbnb and Uber or something like that. So sometimes you can go all the way from owning it to renting it sometimes, to renting it a lot, to completely renting it. But the utility of the car will just be mind-blowingly great. And then, like I said, Optimus will really bring the future to now. So yeah, maybe. Maybe you could rent Optimus hourly. Assuming we get all these things, we do all these things, I think probably Tesla will be the most valuable company in the world. So.
Elon, hi. We all know how the media treats you. Yeah. So I don't have a question for you today. I just want to say, on behalf of my 6-year-old at home, Kyler Scott, that's watching right now, who thinks you're awesome as well, thank you for making the world a better place.
Thank you. Well, Love you guys too. I mean, I just like to say thank you for helping make it happen. Because without the early adopters of electric vehicles and sort of full self-driving, Tesla would not be where it is today. So thank you for your support.
What a presentation. Thank you, Tesla team. It's an honor to be a stockholder. Elon, I brought you the final checkpoint for SpaceX, a mini moon. Maybe little X can play with it. My name is David Guajardo. I'm a former Brownsville resident. My first suggestion is to add a new steering mode option where the driver can select lazy mode and have the software accommodate between comfort, standard, and sport modes, depending on the speed the car is going. This will increase handling and safety. Second, when disengaging autopilot with the wheel, the accelerator stays on. Please fix it. Last one. Weeks ago, talking to Mr. Sam Patel at Starbase, I told him that the team should add a tab in the SpaceX website and disclose what type of skills and preparation are going to be needed from us to accomplish the greatest adventure ever, ever in human history, going to Mars.
All right, well, thanks for the suggestions. Those are good suggestions. Thank you. All right. Sure.
Hi. So I do actually have a question, but one thing that I want to ask is, like, people ask you all the questions. What do you think people miss and should be excited way more about? And what do you think people are threatened way too much about and shouldn't be worried at all?
Yeah, that's a good point. I think actually the questions and ideas posed by retail investors, like small retail investors, like I think many of you in the audience, are actually the most insightful. I find it remarkable that...
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from Jeld-Wen. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on Jeld-Wen windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
You know, essentially amateur, like normal everyday people actually understand Tesla better than the analysts. I mean, how much you must see this as like, that's like. And I mean, I think like, you know, to really say like, well, like what's the point of a company is, the point of a company is to create useful products and services. You know, a company is not, should not exist in and of itself. It exists, it's a group of people gathered together to make products and services. And if those products and services are great, it's a valuable and useful company. And if they're not, it's not. And so really to understand a company, you must use its products. And if you think the products are great, then it's, well, the company's great. That's it. That's how it is. I think, ironically, a lot of the people that sort of professional analysts don't drive Teslas. So I'm like, well, okay, you know, maybe you should. Yeah, cool. I mean, we aim to make Tesla the most amount of fun you can have in a car. You know, so. So let's see. So I think that there are a lot of really good and insightful ideas, that I see on the internet, on Twitter and whatnot. And, oh yeah, Twitter. Hmm. So let's see. I think sometimes people fret a bit too much about short-term things, that which are clearly just, just bumps in the road type of thing, where there might be a supplier shortage or some shutdown in some part of the world. But really, those things are clearly just kind of one-off items and don't really matter for the long term. The trend, if you like looking at the sort of cumulative output and cumulative miles driven, and you can see that cumulative output is a very clean exponential. So I guess sometimes people fret a little bit too much about this quarter or that quarter, but if you're a shareholder, a company is really like the net present value of future cash flows. And so what is one quarter is not really a big deal. I think if you see people panicking, then instead of saying, oh man, my stock's gone down, this is a buying opportunity. So.
Hi, Elon. Thanks for the meeting. I became a Marine because I want to help protect your future base on Mars. My friends and I are trained, and we support the mission. Would you be open to this idea?
Yeah, Space Marines, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
Hi, Elon. A lot of Tesla's products today focus on electrical energy for a sustainable future. Do you foresee Tesla perhaps exploring thermal energy sustainable products other than HVAC? Like, say, for example, in this Gigafactory, taking the residual heat from the gigapresses and applying them to, say, the drying ovens in your paint line.
I think getting dual use of, like, if you use electricity to do something and then it generates heat and then you transporting that heat elsewhere within the factory, it's probably a good idea to do that, actually. It is a future optimization, but it is probably something worth doing in the factory, and it is something we do in the car. So in the car, we carefully manage the electrical and the thermal energy, and so like one of the ways that we achieve a long range in cold weather is by both charging the pack and heating the pack, and then the pack acts as both an electrical and a thermal reservoir to achieve long range even in very cold climates. And so we're constantly, within the car, shuttling heat back and forth between motor power electronics, pack, and the cabin volume. So that same concept should be applied to factory, I agree. Yeah.
Elon, what's up, man? My name is Justin. Some know me as SMD Capital on Twitter. I had the number one voted question last earnings about scaling to extreme size. I have another big question I think a lot of people would want to know. In regards to when would Tesla launch their first pilot city for the Tesla network, the robo-taxi business?
I think it's actually going to be probably much more widespread than that, because Tesla is developing a general solution for self-driving, and it's not really specific to one city or location. Now, there's different regulatory requirements in various cities and states, so some locations will offer regulatory approval sooner than others, but we are aiming for a general solution. In fact, if you created a sort of a randomly generated alternate Earth, our system would still work. Like literally, like you had some sort of computer generated Earth that, you know, obeyed roughly the same rules as current Earth, our system is sufficiently generalized that it would work in a computer-generated alternate Earth. So.
So, I'm Gary Black, managing partner of the Future Fund. Tesla's our largest position. Probably the thing we worry about most, it's not PR, but it's it's succession. So, you know, key man, how does the board think about your succession, and especially when you have, you know, a judge is going to decide in a couple months whether or not you have to take over Twitter? How would you split your time?
Well, I think Tesla is definitely gathering a lot of momentum, and we have a very exciting product roadmap that will last a long time. So now, obviously, execution against that roadmap is difficult because these are not simple products. They're not copies of what anyone else is doing. They're new things. But I intend to stay with Tesla as long as I can be useful. I can be most useful, I think, on the product design and manufacturing. So basically factory design, product design, and manufacturing optimization. So we do have a very talented team here. So I think I think Tesla, you know, would continue to do very well even if I was kidnapped by aliens. or went back to my home planet, maybe. I think it's a good question, and I, to be frank, I don't have an easy answer. Open to ideas. I'm definitely working as hard as I can, and I'm very excited about the future of the company. I think it's got a very bright, very bright future, even without me. I'm not leaving, though, to be clear. I obviously have to be a little careful about what I say about Twitter, because there's this like lawsuit and stuff. So sometimes people get bent out of shape. But I do use Twitter a lot, so it's not like I'm like randomly going around wanting to acquire companies or something. I'm not like a hedge fund. I'm not a hedge fund or a private equity firm or something. So, in fact, the only two publicly traded securities I own are Tesla and Twitter. That's it. So, I think in the case of Twitter, since I use it a lot, shoot myself in the foot a lot, dig my grave, etc. I think it's. I do understand the product quite well, so I think I've got a good sense of where to point the engineering team at Twitter to make it radically better. I do sort of have a grander vision for what I thought X.com or X Corporation could have been back in the day. It's a pretty grand vision, and obviously that could be started from scratch, but I think Twitter would help accelerate that by 3 to 5 years. So it's kind of like something I've thought would be quite useful for a long time. I know what to do. Don't have to have Twitter for that, but it's like I said, it's probably at least a 3-year accelerant. And I think it's something that will be very useful to the world. So.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
How's it going, Elon? My name's Ronnie, and with the projected release of the robotaxi coming in the years ahead, would it be looked at as the Boring Company, would it be used to get regulation for full self-driving, and would it be a good venue for the robotaxi? Also, my little brother Zane says hi, owns all Tesla Hot Wheels.
Okay, cool. Well, I say hi to him back. Yeah, Boring Company is making good progress, actually. For the longest time, I'd give a talk somewhere, and people say, what are opportunities you know about? I was like, tunnels. And they'd be like, for 5 years, I said, if somebody could just do a tunneling company, we can solve traffic, and we could have also very high-speed transport between cities. Because while I'm a fan of trains, and I like high-speed trains, they do intersect go through towns and neighborhoods and chop people's property in half, and they're very loud. So, but I want to be clear, I'm pro-train. Sometimes I train people, I take every opportunity to go on interesting trains. But if you have a sort of a much simplified version of the Hyperloop, it's really just Teslas in a tunnel that's depressurized. You can go between cities super fast and without disrupting the stuff above ground. So that's kind of the vision for the Boring Company, is to make roads 3D and have sort of an arbitrary number of layers of roads. And I think you can solve essentially any traffic problem in any city if you go 3D with tunnels, so multiple layers of tunnels going from, connecting the city. And you can also turn a lot of the streets into parks, because you won't need them. You won't need to have cars on the roads. You won't need parking. So I think Boring Company, I think, is capable of much more transformation than it may seem. And we actually have an operational tunnel in Vegas right now. So. Yeah, if you go to Vegas, go to Resorts World, and you can hop in the tunnel and go to the convention center, and and you can pay in Doge. Exactly. I'm doing what I can to support Doge. So. I think Boring Company is going to do some pretty interesting things in the years to come. So let's see.
Good afternoon, Elon. I think many people share my experience. I gave you, or at least Tesla, my complete family's legacy because I believed in it. And thank you for you and your company outperforming. I think you saved a lot of us. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
So my question is this. Commercial aircraft have something called ACAS, where aircraft relay telemetry of their position between one another to prevent a collision.
Yeah, sometimes too much telemetry.
Yeah. Thank you. So, taking this to a higher level, do you see Teslas communicating with one another, and Dojo turning into some kind of ultimate air traffic control for Tesla supply chains and robotaxi? Thank you.
Actually, that's an interesting idea. I haven't thought about that. Right now, our goal with Dojo is just to be really good at video training. So we actually already have, I think, the fourth, and maybe approaching the third most powerful computing center in the world for AI training. I think it might be third at this point, which obviously uses just an enormous number of GPUs and stuff. So, um, So our first goal with Dojo is to make it competitive and be more effective at neural net training than a whole bunch of GPUs. We might get there soonish. And then, of course, it can be used for many other neural net training tasks. It's a computer designed from the ground up to be optimized for neural net training, which really no computer has, that's never been done before. And then maybe it'll do just traffic control. I haven't really thought of that. The Tesla's probably, there'll be some merit to communicating, for Teslas to communicate to each other, but that won't be needed for full self-driving at all. And for a long time, the vast majority of cars on the road will be manually driven. So the value of Tesla to Tesla communication is not that high, except for perhaps communicating traffic issues or accidents, potholes, things that may be helpful to road closures and that kind of thing. So it's like you're getting real time. A Tesla ahead of you has seen a road closure, and you get that real time updated to your car, so you don't get stuck in the road closure situation. That's the kind of stuff that I think we are working on right now. So, all right,
we have one last question, and it's yours.
Thank you very much. Hello, Elon.
Hey.
Simply, I would just like to say thank you for everything you've done for Earth and the community and everything you've done. I have one question, and aside from working for Tesla, being a shareholder, or purchasing a Tesla, how can the masses help push your vision?
All right, well, I think just generally, encouraging sustainable energy and being supportive of that, I think is really helpful. But I say, you're doing great so far. Like I said, without your support, Tesla wouldn't be where it is. So as people like yourself and everyone in this room and out there, and the 3 million people who've bought our cars, and the millions who've gotten solar, and that all really helps make the world a better place for the future. I'd like to sort of convey a message of optimism about the future, and if we work really hard to accelerate sustainable energy, sustainable transport, the future will be good. I think just make sure people know that. I'm not suggesting complacency at all. I'm literally saying if we work hard towards a sustainable future, we will achieve it. And the future is bright. So.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right. All right, thanks, guys. Thank you. Thank you.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.